We see these. We see these around, don't we? We see signs that say this, this one word. We see them on wall hangings in our house. We see them on throw pillows. We sometimes get them tattooed on our arms. You know, I saw some pictures of that as well when I was looking for this one. And we also see it in social media as well when we see the hashtag blessed. Hashtag blessed, right? But what is the actual meaning of that? Or what is it that we think that it means? Why is it that we put these up in our houses? Is it because we have all of our needs met, so we're blessed? Is it because we're successful? Things are happening good. I'm using the talents that I've been given. I'm doing good at those things. Hey, I'm blessed. Is it because we have a place to live? Some people don't always have a place to live, so it's nice to have a place to live. Does that mean that we're blessed when we have a place to live? Is it when our children or our grandchildren are following the Lord? Does that mean that we're blessed? You know, is that what it means? Or perhaps is it when we have more than we need, then we're blessed? Is that what blessing means? I think that's something that God wants us to talk about today. That's what he put on my heart. This was not the message I planned to give today, but this is the message that he put on my heart to give today. And so let's explore what blessed means in God's perspective. If you can open your Bibles, and we're going to turn to Ephesians chapter 1 today. So back to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. And as you're turning there, I just want to ask you, how many have a sign that says blessed in their house, or a wall hanging that has blessed in their house? I know we do. It's not up all year long, but we do. When you have that sign up in your house, you that have a sign up in your house that say blessed, what does that mean to you? Just shout it out. Why is it that you have that in your house? What does that mean to you? There's no wrong answer, by the way. God's favor. Okay. It's good. Who else raised their hand? As you're turning to Ephesians 1, this is my way of, as you're turning there, to find something to talk about. What's that? Uplifted? Yes. That's good. Yeah. Favor, uplifted. Good. Yeah, well, I hope that today that God wants to share a few things with us that'll maybe the next time we look at that blessed sign in our house, or that blessed wall hanging, or that blessed throw pillow that we have, that maybe you will think about what it is that he wanted to share with us today. So we're going to read Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to start in verse 1 today. Paul, it says, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to God's holy people in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. Breath. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything. If somebody say everything. Thank you. In conformity with the purpose of his will. Thank you. In order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. Hallelujah. All right, so we're going to pick our way through this. It was a lot of words, but we're going to pick our way through this today. It's something that it's important that we do as a church body. We work through the scriptures together, okay? We learn how to read the scriptures together. So starting in verse 3, he says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." So here we find that God has blessed us. It's important to define who is us. Who is us? That is in verse 1. It says, "To God's holy people in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus." That's who us is the church. "With every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms," in the heavenly realms. So beyond the here and now, beyond right here what we see, beyond that, here on earth, yes, he blesses us, but also in the heavenly realms for all eternity, for all those who live for him. So Paul talks about these spiritual blessings. So what are spiritual blessings? It's the same question I had. What are spiritual blessings? And as I begin to think about that, I begin to meditate on, okay, God, I'm thinking about what other parts of your scripture, what other parts of your word talk about spiritual blessings. As I begin to think about that, I just begin to read the rest of the verses following it. And God begins to give me a picture of what that means. Here's a key. Here's a key. When we're reading scriptures, many times the understanding that we seek for a scripture that we're reading is found in the verses preceding and succeeding it, one before or after it. So it's important that when we read a scripture, especially one that's on a wall, you know, if you just look at this "be transformed" part here, well, what does that mean? It's important that we see it in the scripture in which it was written, so we have a better understanding of what it is that's being said. All right, so verse 4. "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight." Number one today, to receive every spiritual blessing in Christ, number one today is to be chosen. To be chosen. Not just chosen after someone's watching your performance, like a scout that's scouting out a football player, or in when I was a kid, we'd have a group of kids that wanted to play a game, and so then we'd have two captains that were appointed, and these two captains would then get to pick and choose out of the pool of the rest of us who was going to be on their team and who was going to be on the other one's team. And I remember being one of the last ones that got picked in that list, you know. But you get chosen based on your performance, your popularity, like that. Oh, everybody pick me. Everybody's saying pick him. He's really good at whatever this game is that we're playing, you know, that kind of thing. That's not the way it works as far as God is concerned, because he's chosen us before the creation of the world. He's chosen us before we ever did anything right or wrong, apart from our performance. He chose us. And who has he chosen? He's chosen the church, capital C, church, his bride, and all who would be a part of it one day. Everybody who's been in it and everybody who's going to be a part of it one day. And what are we chosen for? What are we chosen for? The scripture says, to be holy and blameless in his sight. Holy and blameless. Now remember, he knows all of our days, every single thing that we've ever thought, said, or done, and will think, say, or do. Right tense? Yes, there we go. And yet he still chose us to be holy and blameless in his sight. And how does he do that? In Christ, the holy and blameless one. Hashtag blessed. Hashtag blessed. Verse 5. "In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves." Number two today. To receive every spiritual blessing in Christ means to be predestined for adoption. Predestined for adoption as one who is loved. As one who is loved. Now, adoption here in the Greek, it basically means to receive the full legal standing of a male heir, an adopted male heir. In the Roman culture, that's what it means. This word adopted, that's the word that they're using. In other words, this kind of adoption makes it as if we were a full-blooded descendant of the person who's adopting us. we are at the same we're at the same level as someone who is a full-blooded descendant of the one who is adopting. In this case, the King of Kings. We are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, the Bible says. Hallelujah. Hashtag blessed. That is blessed. Now there's that word predestined in there. This word used to scare me. There's this word predestined in there that we can get hung up on. We can get hung up on the whole idea that God would only select, this is the thinking that we could have, that God would only select some of those that he created to be saved. And if we were to continue on that line, that then it also means that these ones that he selected are not able to avoid salvation. Like, they don't have a choice. They are going, if that's what we believe about predestination, if God actually truly says, I want you, I want you not, I want you, I want you not, I want you, I want you not, if that was truly what he said, then those people would not have the choice to say, I don't want to be saved. I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound like my God. No. And as I said before, we got to take the whole of Scripture in mind in order to interpret Scripture. And so if that were the case, then there would be no other scriptures in the entire Bible that would say anything contrary to that. But there are. 2 Peter 3 and verse 9 says, God is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish. Somebody say anyone. Anyone to perish, but everyone, someone say everyone, to come to repentance. To come to repentance. Repentance, friends, is an option for everyone. Everyone. 1 Timothy 2:4, God wants, Paul says, God wants all, say all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. This is God's heart. I think about when Peter gave that first sermon on the day of Pentecost, and there's like 3,000 people there, and they're saying, "What, brothers, what are we supposed to do?" And Peter says, repent and be baptized, every one of you. Every one of you. That is, he's not like, okay, well, you need to repent and be baptized, but only these two right here, or you five over there, and you three back at the back table. Now you guys can repent and be baptized. The rest of you, sorry, you're out. You know? No. Every one of you for the forgiveness of sins. This is God's heart. It is his kindness, not his justice, but his kindness that leads us to repentance. There is no one today that God is not going after with his love. And that also means that there is no one today that we shouldn't be going after with the gospel message of his love and of his grace and of his truth. Okay? Even if they seem like a hopeless case. Even if they seem like a hopeless case. That's why for Minnesota Teen Challenge, we handed out 425 of these invite postcards. We put signs up all over town. We had the big unlighted, red-lighted sign. Because it doesn't work. But it looks like a lighted sign. We put that up. We put signs in the Freedom Park. We put it on Facebook. We put it everywhere that we could. Why? Because it's so crucial that people hear about Jesus. It's a matter of life and death. We need to not be making the choice for them. We need to give them that choice. Here's the truth. God has predestined us all for adoption, but not all choose to be adopted. Not all choose to be adopted. For those who don't know, well, they need to get told, like the newsboys say. They need to get told so they can make that choice themselves. Guys, something is stirring in my heart as far as outreach is concerned. Something is stirring in my heart. I don't know what God's going to do next, but I know that he wants everyone to hear about Jesus. This gospel will be preached as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. You don't know if the person who seems like a hard-hearted, hopeless case, if that person isn't the next person that's going to take the gospel message to a nation or to an unreached people group that we don't even know, that does not know the name of Jesus. We don't know who that is. We need to live out the whole vision statement. To be transformed, yes, that's individually. That's our individual part. To move together in unity, that's all of us together corporately, moving together in unity, being humble so that we can be unified, right? But then reaching our community. That doesn't just happen once a year, guys. We need to be fulfilling the whole of the vision statement that God has given us. Okay, let me get back to, what was I talking about? Adoption, that's right. Not only was it his will to adopt us, but he was also pleased to do it. He was also pleased to do it. It gives him pleasure to adopt us, us sinful wretches. Like Judy said earlier, the saved a wretch like me. Amazing grace. His ability to do so and his desire to do that should cause praise to arise from our hearts because of his glorious grace. Adoption is not only available, but it's free for us. It's free for those through Jesus Christ, the one the Father loves, because he loves us. All are eligible for adoption. Hashtag blessed. Verse 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. Number 3 today. To receive every spiritual blessing in Christ means to be redeemed. Redeemed. Oh, church, my heart was touched so much last week when they sang about that song, I am redeemed. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Redeemed from what? From all of my mistakes. The blood of Christ poured out on that cross washes away my sin. Yes. Like John said in 1 John chapter 1, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his son purifies or cleanses or washes us from all, somebody say all sin, all of it. And how do we receive that washing? Because his grace is so rich towards us that he can lavish it on us generously. I think about the 5-gallon pail of water that you have the little pour spout and you take a cup, and this is nice to have this, it's refreshing. But when they take that whole 5-gallon container and they dump it on the coach's head when they win the game, how many know they're lavishing what I have in my little cup on that coach? That's what God does for us with his grace, with plenty aside for everyone else who has ever lived and will ever live. Hashtag blessed. Verse 8. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment. Number 4 today, to receive every spiritual blessing in Christ is to receive revelation. Revelation of what? Of the mystery of the will of God. He has chosen to reveal himself to us. This is an amazing word, guys. This is from God himself. This is his word that he has given us. That none would perish, but all would come to repentance. And that's why he sent Jesus. That's why he sent Jesus. Has anybody ever confided in you? Anybody ever just told you something that nobody else knows about them? As we're growing in Christ, it's important to have someone that we can confide in. And it's also important to be one who can be confided in. When you know something about a person that nobody else does, how does that make you feel as a person? Makes you feel trustworthy. Proves that you are able to be trusted with something. That you're accepted even. The God of heaven and earth, our creator, the one who holds all things together, he formed the earth and it endures so that we don't have to worry about global warming or climate change, amen? We don't have to worry about that stuff because God holds it all together. The one who gives every living creature the breath of life. The one who would otherwise be so far removed from us, as his ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, chooses to come near and to confide in us and to give us the mystery of his will, the mystery of his will that is brought about through Christ Jesus. And not only that, but our perfect, sinless God also takes pleasure in showing his sin-stained, imperfect since the fall creation, a mystery of heaven that even angels long to look into. So 1 Peter 1 and verse 12 says. And what's that mystery? That God has come to earth as a man to redeem all mankind with his blood. Yes, to forgive all of our sins once for all. Somebody should be shouting. Yes, that's what we need to be doing. Hashtag blessed. Thank you for the choir over here. I appreciate that. And what did he accomplish through his redemption of mankind that is now received not just in prophecy, but in real life? We live on the other side of this where we can understand that Jesus Christ has come and died for our sins and what that means. What did he accomplish in that? Verse 10. To bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. To bring us all together as one body, blessed on earth with this revelation, and blessed for all eternity to be in heaven with him someday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That everything that we otherwise thought as gains, every other reason that we would say, oh, I'm blessed, all of those material things, all of that other stuff that we talked about at the beginning, that we would see them as rubbish, as Paul said in Philippians 3, as rubbish compared to gaining Jesus. To be found in him, Paul says in Philippians 3, verse 9, be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, which is good works that we would try to do, but that which is through faith in Christ. That is how, church, we access every spiritual blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This message is meant to encourage you today. I faced some spiritual warfare about this message this week. God does not want, God wants us to be encouraged. The enemy does not want us to be. Okay? So receive this today. Be receiving encouragement today. Verse 11. In him we were also chosen. Now this is a different chosen than in verse 4, where he said, for he chose us in him. Now he's saying, in him we were also chosen. That Greek word means instead to obtain a portion or to receive an inheritance. I like the NASB translation better. That would be the NASB translation. The NASB translation says, in him we have also obtained an inheritance. Obtained an inheritance. And then goes on, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we who were the first to put our hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. That word for there means to become, to result in, or to amount to. So let me reread that to you. That we might become the praise of his glory. That we might result in the praise of his glory, that we might amount to the praise of his glory. Amen? Amen. So number 5 today, to receive every spiritual blessing in Christ is to receive an inheritance. To receive an inheritance. Not like one you get from your grandparents or your parents when they pass away. I myself got a Plymouth, a 72 Plymouth from my grandpa. You know, and that car was, it was clean to begin with. It had very little miles on it. People would stop me and say, man, I like your car. Not the kind of inheritance that draws glory to ourselves, but the kind of inheritance that we're talking about here, that God's talking about, the kind of inheritance that brings glory to God. That kind of inheritance. May the lost, the backslidden, those who have walked away from the Lord, when they look at a follower of Christ, see this amazing inheritance of every spiritual blessing, and that they would see the glory of God in us. Amen? And that they would bring praise to God as a result. Bring praise to God as a result. Verse 13, last point today. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. Amen. Amen. Number six today, to receive every spiritual blessing in Christ is to be included in Christ. To be included. Scholars say that the we in verse 12, where Paul says, we who were the first to hope in Christ, Paul is referring to the Jewish believers. Okay? So the Jewish believers is what he's talking about there. But then in verse 13 that we just read, Paul is referring now to all of the Gentiles who are in the church, who follow Christ. Okay, so that means all of us. When he says we were included in Christ, you also were included in Christ. Look at all the spiritual blessings that the Jewish believers get. Now, all of you Gentiles are included as well with every spiritual blessing in Christ. We have the same invitation to receive every spiritual blessing in Christ. Yes. If we believe, as the scripture goes on, we are marked, not with a Crayola marker, not a washable Crayola marker, but we are marked in him with a seal. And that word seal in the Greek is to set a mark upon or to distinguish by a mark. To distinguish by a mark. That mark, church, is the Holy Spirit who lives in each follower of Christ's heart and distinguishes them from the world. Distinguishes them from the world. This mark is what makes us hashtag blessed. It's this mark. Not because of all that we have, not because of how successful we are in life, but because of everything that mark means. To be chosen, to be predestined for adoption as his sons and daughters, to be redeemed from all of our mistakes. Thank you, Lord. To receive revelation from our Creator, that we may know the mystery of God's will. To obtain an inheritance that brings glory to God. And to be included in Christ. Thank you, Lord. The Holy Spirit guarantees these spiritual blessings or this inheritance until God fully redeems his possession at his return. Amen. For this we give God praise. We give God praise. Praise God. I think of what Isaiah shared at Palm Sunday. He said, if we don't praise God, even the stones are going to cry out. We got to give God better praise, guys. We give God praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, you are worthy of all of our praise. Thank you for every spiritual blessing in Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you chose to take delight in us. Thank you that you chose to look at us. Thank you that you chose to come after us, to confide in us, to give us your word, these great and precious promises. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For this we give God praise. Because of this, we overcome. We are more than conquerors in Christ. As we close today, do you know how favored you are? Do you know how much you are loved? Only God can look at us, viewing all the things that we've ever said, thought, or done wrong, and will do. And yet be able to see the value of each of our lives that we still have. Amen? Yeah. Even though we may not be able to feel that sometimes ourselves, or at all, less often than more often, yet he is able to see through all of that, to see the value that we have. And he sees that all from before he made the creation of the world. Before the creation of the world. And so despite all of our shortcomings, guess what? His purpose for us has not changed. It has not changed, guys. You get that? Haley talked about purpose and calling earlier. Okay, that purpose and that calling that he has for us. It does not change because we messed up. It does not change because we've done something wrong. He sees beyond that to see the purposes that he has for our lives. And he calls us into that. Our sins and our mistakes do not take away the calling. He knows all of our days, and his gifts and his call, the Bible says, are irrevocable. Irrevocable. That doesn't mean we'll always have the same role for him, but that we will always have a purpose to fulfill for him in every single day of our lives. Every single day. He knew every one of our days before every one of them came to be. And because he sees the heart that he created, the heart his Holy Spirit is meant to take up residence and live within, he sees our worth. And he continues to woo us into the calling that he has for us. Praise God. In spite of our mistakes. In spite of our mistakes. Thank you, Lord. Would you stand with me today? We'll get to communion in a minute, but first stand with me. I haven't forgotten. I got a little worked up today, but I haven't forgotten. All right. We need to make some declarations today over our lives. I'm going to say a few things. I want you to repeat them after me, and I want you to mean them. I want you to believe them. I want you to receive and accept them over your life. All right? Say, I am favored. I am favored. Yes, receive that today. I am favored. I am loved. I am loved. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Receive that. I am chosen. Yes. Yes, we are. Yes, all of you are. Every single one. I am adopted. Yes, he calls us up. He takes us out of the slimy pit and lifts us up, brings us up to him. Say, I am included. I am included. You're not left out. Receive that today. I am redeemed. I love that one. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we are redeemed. That is true. Say, I have a calling on my life. I have a calling on my life. Yes, we have a calling, and it doesn't get negated by the things that we do wrong. Say, I am sealed. I am sealed. I am marked with him, with the distinguishing of the Holy Spirit in our lives. That's who we are in Christ. Maybe there's somebody today in this place that would say, you know, I did think that one time about my life, but when the going got tough, the tough got going and left, walked away, backslid. Maybe there's someone in this room today that's like that. You know, the same church in Ephesus that Paul is writing to in Ephesians 1 was also written to in the book of Revelation, where John got a vision from Jesus. And in that vision, he was to write a letter to the church in Ephesus. And if you remember that letter, the church to the church in Ephesus that he wrote, if you remember that letter, God told him to do something. You know what that was? It's okay if you don't. I got to look it up. You didn't. Spur of the moment kind of thing. All right. But what he said was to repent. Repent and to do the things that you did at first. That's Revelation 2:5. Okay? No matter how far you've walked away, all you got to do is repent. If you've allowed the fire of the Holy Spirit to get cold in your heart, all you got to do is repent. So I'm going to have you guys close your eyes. We're just going to pray real quick here. But if that's you today, and you say, God, I'm sorry, I have walked away. Or maybe you haven't actually ever received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You haven't made that decision to follow him. Because your decision to believe in him is going to change your actions. And if your actions aren't different after choosing to say that, yeah, I believe in Jesus, thanks for what you did on the cross for me. If we don't live out that belief, then we don't truly believe it. And so, with every eye closed today, if there's anybody in here today that wants to make that decision for Jesus for the first time, or because you've walked away, his grace is lavished upon us. Because you walked away, you can come back. You can come back to him today. If there's anybody in this place today, with every eye closed, and you say, I want to make Jesus the Lord of my life, or I want to return to him today, with every eye closed, I just want you to raise up your hand real quick. I just want to know who I'm praying with. Is there anybody in this place today? All right. Thank you, Lord. Okay, for those who are making that decision today, and for every other believer in here, I just want you to repeat this prayer with me. But I want you to mean it as you pray it yourself. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross to pay for my sins. I don't want to walk the way I used to. I turn away from that. And I turn to you. Forgive me, Lord. Make me new. I want to be sealed by your Holy Spirit. I want to receive every spiritual blessing in Christ. Thank you, Lord, for the promises in your word, and that you make me new. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.